Red Sox, who we have ridden the roller coaster Fitzy for weeks now. We get excited, then there's a little reason to be like, oh, maybe we shouldn't get excited. Are they not as good as we think they are? AL East is starting to sort of spread out a little bit. For so long, it was like the Red Sox were a game out of first place and a game out of last place. And now the Orioles are sort of drifting toward the floor. The Yankees are atop the division. The Red Sox are a couple games back. Brian Bello is back in the major leagues, pitching well enough, which, you know, I probably could have pitched well enough yesterday. When you get run support like that, it's pretty nice to just kind of throw it up there, throw strikes, let your defense make plays. But Jaron Duran, and we're talking about on-field Jaron Duran, three-hit games are starting to become the norm for him. Remember we were talking about he had the hitting streak, but it was like, it's like one hit a night. He's still kind of not really.
What was it, up to 9, 10, 11?
Yeah.
Something like that?
But now it's multiple hit games that he's starting to put together. So I am starting to feel good. Like, they're starting to heat up. It was a nice weekend in Cleveland. They're starting to heat up after the rain. They're starting to heat up a little bit. Brian Bello gets back in the big leagues. Sean Newcomb is now bumped to the bullpen. He actually pitched some long relief yesterday. So optimistic about the trend the Red Sox are taking with a couple game win streak here and heading in the right direction.
Yeah, and I'm not really sure which of the two I like more, the fact that they're getting a lot of quality starts or the fact that the bats have really come alive. I think I'm going to go with bats coming alive, because now that's three starts in a row from my guy Walker Buehler that have been quality starts, Andy. He's got three straight now, which is huge. And Bello going six and giving up three, that is the definition of a quality start right there. Like, that's all you could ask of a starting pitcher, unless it's your stopper who kind of spit the bit a little bit last week as well. These things happen. It's okay. It's understandable. Every now and again, you kind of lose your grip on the ball, but that's okay. I trust he'll find it. But scoring, like having the offensive outburst that they've had, Jaron Duran having multiple hits, stealing home, making big plays, also getting somebody like Rafaela going. What do you have, five RBI yesterday or five hit?
Yep.
Like, that's key, because he's a bonus Jonas as far as offensive output. Like, if you're getting multiple hits, let alone a five ribeye game from him, that means if he's feeding, the rest of the team should be feeding as well. Devers going long. I think the offense, we're now two games away from being 20% of the way through the season. It'll be interesting when we talk to Alex Cora, 2:30 Wednesday here on WEEI Afternoons, if he feels like the offense is on the verge of really waking up and hitting stride like the rest of us do.
So it's interesting you brought up Rafaela, because his five RBI, this is crazy. So he's been in the big leagues a year and 20 games or whatever, 20% of a season.
He's a baseball baby.
Sunday was the third career game for Seydon Rafaela with five-plus RBIs while batting ninth. Ties the major league record for most such career games set by Jackie Bradley Jr. with the Red Sox.
And probably did it in August.
And Omar Vizquel. Isn't that kind
Get
of random?
Get out of here.
Now, I know you have to be good enough to have a lot of five RBI games, but not good enough to get out of the nine spot in the batting order, I guess. But I found that kind of interesting, that Seydon Rafaela now tied the major league record for five-plus RBI games. And he's a guy, you said, I agree, he could be a complete difference maker with his athleticism and speed and getting on base. If he is doing anything at the bottom of the order before Duran and Devers and Bregman and the guys at the top of the order, that second, you know, leadoff guy to reset things there in the back end of the order, forget Billy Miller. Billy Miller was a nice, productive batting champion in the nine slot. He can be an athletic force at the bottom of the order, and you saw that yesterday when he does things like that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And they get to go. So now they take a night off, and they have three in Toronto, and they got to pay the Blue Jays back for taking three or four. Toronto is 5-10 on the road. Three of those wins came in that extended four-game series where the nights were cold and the Red Sox bats were colder as well. A consistently hot Duran will set the table for the offense. Like, that's – I still maintain that – so Jaron Duran goes, so this Red Sox offense goes. Because as we've seen, Alex Bregman likes hitting at Fenway. Alex Bregman likes hitting in this lineup. He is a constant now. Story's on the bounce back. Love to see that as well. He's not as hot as he was 2 weeks ago. That's okay. I'm feeling betterish. You know, of course, you know, Casas hitting above his weight is a dream that many of us probably won't realize anytime soon. But
boy, he
better
lose some weight. A lot of weight. He needs an awakened 180 drop down of 50 plus pounds quickly. But the thing that is piqued me, excited me, is I do think they've always had the potential to be a young, fun, aggressive, athletic team. Mm-hmm. Hasn't always played out early in the season. It did this weekend. And there were a number of examples. Obviously, you have Jaren Duran stealing home. Just a clean, straight steal of home, which was awesome. You had Romy Gonzalez with the old double steal of home. But one of my favorite plays kind of went under the radar was Christian Campbell going, I believe, first to third on a hit to the outfield. They throw to the cutoff man. It deflects off the pitcher's glove and is literally like a foot from the pitcher's mound. He had stopped at third, but as soon as he saw the ball not get caught cleanly, he runs, he slides, reaches way out to grab the plate. Like, those are the types of things that I think are contagious. And I think those are the types of things that Alex Cora wants to see. This is a baseball team that in recent years we've criticized two things pretty consistently. Mm-hmm. Defense and base running. There has been a lot of base running snafus over the years. If they can be that team that has all these young guys that can run and put pressure on the opposing defense, force them into errors, take extra bases, they can be a lot of fun. They don't have to just rely on, oh, we'll sit back and wait for Devers or Casas or Bregman to hit a home run. They can create a lot of runs with this lineup with their speed and aggressiveness.
Yes, but that's how they're going to have to, because they're not a lineup full of, you know, it's not a beer league softball team. It's not a murderer's row of home run hitters. You don't have, I mean, who do we expect to lead the Red Sox in home runs for the season?
It's always going to be Devers. It's always supposed to be Devers.
It should always be Devers, but isn't it Bregman? That's our story that has five.
It's always going to be Devers. Devers, get your ish together.
Can I also just sort of point out that it's kind of great. I don't think many of us were expecting this out of him so far. So what is his ERA on the season? It is 1.74. Aroldis Chapman has been, I'd say, better than Slayton's been awesome. You know how much I love a nice big Slayton.
You like Slayton more than anyone, more than Cora, more than
I love that big curveball, man. It's a great out pitch, and he's been better than advertised. He's got He's got a 3.6 ERA. Okay, a little higher, but he's been better than I thought.
I should have read this before I went on the air and read it live.
No, it's okay. Yeah, but it was higher earlier in the season. It's coming down. But Chapman hit 103 the other night, Andy, on the gun.
Sure he did. I don't believe the guns. They're fluffed. They're fluffed and they're stuffed. The guns are not real.
Why would he hit 103 on a road gun?
Because their gun is fluffed. I'm saying it's fluffed for everyone. I don't believe these 103-mile-an-hour pitches. We went like a century where only Walter Johnson threw 100, and now all of a sudden everybody throws 100.
We went a century where running like a 4.5 40 was like meant you were a Superman or that you were biomechanically engineered. Now you got guys running 4.2 40s.
I don't
believe
those either. I have always accused the NFL Combine of running like a 38, shaving a couple yards off the back end to get guys faster. I'm a skeptic. I don't believe in anything.
Why can't you just steer into believing things and having
all these guys throw 100?
Live in the Matrix with the rest of us. It's fun. We have better stakes.
It used to be when Roger Clemens threw a 96-mile-an-hour fastball, you were like, oh, my God, he's hitting 96 on the gun. Now 96 is like a changeup. It's like a run-of-the-mill pitch in Major League Baseball
because
they
fluffed
all these guns up so much. I think they screw with them. You know
why? You don't think the modern athlete has improved?
I do.
Okay. Well, good.
Not that much, though. Not so that everybody throws 100. They want you to rave about it on the radio. They want the little kid in the crowd to be like, Dad, do you see that? He hit 100. No, he didn't. It was like 97. We just fluffed it up to 100. We rounded up. We messed with the gun.
Well, it's working so well. Look at how popular baseball is right now, Andy.
Thank you very much, Dan Ball. That's Ball Game.
You don't think baseball is popular?
No, I don't.
They just signed a guy to a $750 million guaranteed contract. They seem to really be struggling.
And nobody's going to watch it.
Hey, I'm watching.
It's because Steve Cohen has $20 billion. It's just it's a game to him.
Don't make me get Rob Bradford on the phone to tell you that baseball is not boring.
I love baseball.
You don't like home runs? You don't like guys stealing bases? You don't like guys gunned out? The Red Sox do? You don't like guys throwing 103?
I love baseball. It's my favorite sport. I'm saying that your assertion
about
them.
Favorite sport? I didn't know that about you. I thought it was hockey.
As I've come back to Boston and gone
each
to
day, he changes
times.
It. Yeah, one day it's hockey, like, one day it's baseball.
He's like Fitzy in the breeze.
He's like Fitzy picking a favorite player for the fourth pick, like a different 3-point stance every day. Sooner or later, he's
I was
right.
presenting options so that the audience at large and our fan base could become familiar with them, depending on which way the Patriots brass was going to go. I was doing my job, Andy. Okay?
You did your job. You covered all the bases, like the tarp at Fenway during a rain delay.
Yes, I did.
Just because I like hockey does not mean it's my favorite.
Oh, okay. I guess I got to stop calling you Puckhead. I thought you were a hockey guy. 617-779-7937. Are you feeling good about where the Red Sox are? Brian Baio is back. He's throwing hard. He's getting a lot of run support. Jaron Duran is heating up. The lineup is starting to come together top to bottom. It's time to be excited about your hometown baseball team as we approach May.